It is a time of fear and unrest. Emperor Nermut Bundeloy rules the galaxy with an iron fist and also a planet crusher. Now, Zima Knight, Plek Dexeter, and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to defeat whackness, bring balance to the space, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zinx.
Hey, Bargy?
Yeah?
Whoa, are you okay?
This doesn't sound good.
Bargy, I was gonna ask, are your lights all functioning properly? Like, all the lights are blue.
We got a code blue.
Okay, all right. AJ, I'm not sure if that's what that means. No, okay, let's... No, put your gun...
Check it out!
No, AJ, what does code blue mean?
So, like, a code red is, like, go for it?
Uh-huh.
And... as I'm saying it, I realize I've never actually seen a code blue, but sure. I feel like if it's probably like a code red.
Yeah, well,
it's a color.
It's like a code red, they just do a code red,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
right, but we've
okay,
never had a code.
But listen, I'm just trying, I mean, just stand down, I guess.
All right, we're standing down, everyone.
Okay, that's...
code blue's over.
I don't know who you're talking to. Bargy, what is going on?
He ain't wrong. It is... Bargy's going through some code blue right now.
Code blue!
No, AJ.
It's code blue.
AJ. No, AJ, stop.
It's fucking
wrong. You gotta wait to find out what is a code blue, right?
All right.
Bargy, can you explain a code blue to us?
Yeah, it's when things in the past that have gone wrong finally get inside of me and I realize what happened and I'm like, oh, I should be sad.
Oh, so your blue period is a reflective period.
I realized all the people I've wronged in my life, all the cheats I've done, and also, on top of the cherry, something I haven't dealt with, I've just been keeping it buried inside, is I really miss Beano.
Oh,
it's like we forgot about Beano, it's like we stopped talking about Beano, but that was a person that was inside of me for a while, and when it goes, you know, it's gone, but it's... there's still a memory we gotta cherish. You can't just forget about it, so...
Bargy, everything you are saying right now is resonating with me. It's
and
just
all,
like
yeah.
filling up inside of me. It's just like bouncing around. It really makes a lot of sense.
It's resonating with me, too. Let's lock and load, guys. Let's get going.
AJ, what are you locking and loading constantly?
Can I just ask... sorry, AJ, I'm sorry to pull over here, but if you rack your rifle twice, what happens?
It's not on anymore.
Oh, so it turns off and on every time?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's why you gotta do it again.
Yeah.
To get it ready.
To be honest, I've forgotten if it's off or on right now.
You should know.
No, I think it's pretty good.
So during my blue period, I like to reminisce and look back at old clips that used to bring me joy. And here's a song that I recorded of me and Beano singing while you guys were on some whatever it is you do. I honestly do not know.
Bargy, you recorded a song with Beano?
Yeah, it's a pretty classy song. It's not good, or it's great. I do not know.
It's a big range.
Let's put on the clip.
All right, excited to hear it.
Beano was a being in the stars with Bargy. And Bargy loved being in the stars with Beano.
Wow.
Sort of part good and part bad.
Beano had actually a pretty nice voice. Listen, Bargy, we all miss Beano. I mean, I loved Beano as much as anybody.
Who's Beano?
Well, AJ, Beano,
what? I mean, who's,
Beano
what?
Was a special being who, I mean, honestly, we owe Beano our lives.
Am I saying, is it Bean Bingo? Or is it Bino?
Bino? Yeah.
It's okay. Bino.
You said it was a Bino. Bean.
Listen, AJ, we know Bino, you know no Bino, okay?
Yeah, so... you know
that
no Bino.
I got. Okay.
But also, I feel a lot of guilt because I have more emotion. I feel more... I miss Bino more than I miss my own son. Is that bad?
Bargie, I think you have some stuff to work through.
Am I a bad ship? I'm a bad ship.
No, actually, you're a great ship. I get why you're feeling blue. I mean, I've been feeling a little down myself. You know, the Emperor knows our location and has sent dozens, maybe, of assassins after us. It's okay to be sad.
I feel worse now. You made me really... Wow.
Now I think we're all a little bummed out.
Okay, well...
Yeah, I was amped, but now I'm pretty bummed, too.
Papa Dexter, I have an incoming transmission from Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bumbleboy.
Hey.
Hey.
Nermit. Nermit, what... What are you doing?
My system of extensions cords came unhooked, so I had to climb down to the bottom and back up. And actually, no one's ever scaled this cliff face without ropes.
Nermit, why did you choose now to call us?
Well, I have a mission now.
No, but you could have just waited until you got back up to the nest to call us.
Or before you went down.
Guys, I have this. Nermit.
Yeah.
You are exemplifying great strength right now.
Thank
we
you.
Are all incredibly impressed
yes.
with your ability to
oh,
provide.
Oh, I see what this
Thank
is.
You.
Yeah,
That's
that makes
great.
Sense.
Yeah, so, yeah.
This is sort of a show.
I was going to say, quick aside with all of you while he scales that mountain. I'm going to continue to entertain this fantasy of his, but you all have to kind of help me out here a little bit.
Yeah, Nermit, I'll say what we're all thinking.
Yeah.
You are a capable provider.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Plex.
I thought you were going to say, why don't you just get a solar panel for the top?
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, we were all thinking those things too, but...
capable provider, maybe get a solar panel. Got it. Okay, so, guys, I'm just going to hang out on this outcropping here for a second. Okay, let me get this paper out. I wrote down the mission from earlier.
How's the tornado situation?
You know, not worse, not better, so still bad. I had never gotten a really close look at their teeth before. One of them yawned near me, and wow. Anyway, guys, all right, I was scrolling through the Missionator databases, and I found an amazing civilization for us to visit, okay?
Okay.
All right, this planet is named Nalka.
Nalka, okay.
Does that ring a bell?
Does to me.
Maybe, AJ, do you know the Nalka K-Fighters?
Yeah, the K-Fighters were were one of the most efficient fighters in the entire galaxy.
Yes.
We had to quash them. I lost a lot of good clones.
Or on the flip side, the Nalka was extremely efficient in destroying Clint's. The Nalka...
AJ, if you shoot the hollow, it doesn't shoot.
Down.
Yeah, it doesn't shoot.
Lock and load!
Okay.
Wait, nope.
It was off.
It's off now.
I dropped my extension cord. Oh, boy. So... Nalka K-Fighter is the most efficient fighter ships in the whole galaxy. It was used to great effect by the Rebellion.
The K-Ship was the ship that blew up the original Planet Crusher.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the K-Fighter, extremely well known for its distinctive K-Ship.
Yeah.
Yes, because there's that wing that goes vertically from the top and bottom, and then the two angled on the right, and no wings on the
side. We all know what a K looks like. Oh. We all can read, so...
Yes, we all can read. Guys, quick aside, I also think we should continue to be a little supportive of AJ's fantasy here.
You're right.
If we're indulging fantasies, let's indulge in all.
And get this. The reason they can be mass-produced so well is they're not sentient, and so they can be controlled
wow,
by...
Wow, that was rude.
No, but you know what I mean.
One of the best things is that they're not
alive.
Soon you'll just be mass-producing a bunch of non-sentient spaceships. It'll be odd if they had a voice and a thoughts of their own.
Margie, you have to think of this from a practical perspective. It's much easier to get untalented Tellurian labor to pilot a ship than it is to create a AI core to become both the pilot and the personality of the ship.
Yeah, all you need is a pilot and an astrogation droid.
Guys, and I have it on good authority that the residents of Nalka will be receptive to our message. I actually messaged with them.
You messaged with them?
This is a case where they know you're coming. Isn't that crazy?
And they're going to be happy to see us?
Yes.
Well, actually, yeah, that is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
at least
a little
rare.
Yeah.
So,
you know, Nermit, are they aware we don't have any money to buy a fleet of ships?
I said that to them, and they were like, let's do business.
Okay.
They liked the vibe of the communication. They want to get in on our movement against the Emperor.
Okay.
And so they said you are, and I quote, most incredibly welcome.
Most incredibly welcome?
Most
incredibly welcome.
That seems overeager.
That's way too many intensifiers.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like they're really into us.
Yeah, that makes me nervous, honestly.
I don't know. Guys, I'm going to send you the coordinates, by which I mean I'm going to hold this piece of paper up close to the camera that I've written it on.
We can pull those coordinates, okay?
All right, no? Climb it back down to get the extension going. Yeah.
I feel like every time you call, you got more going on, and...
Listen, so life's crazy, right?
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, if you came back... Oh, wow.
I fell a little bit, but I caught myself.
All right, we'll see you later, Nermit.
Bye-bye!
You know, guys, I mean, I gotta say, you know, if we're gonna try to take down a planet crusher, we're gonna need some fighter ships.
Sounds like this is a real cold blue. Let's do it! The locomotive,
brother! There's so many locks on that blaster. I don't know how you're ever gonna unlock it.
It's
pretty locked up.
Pretty locked up right now.
One new message. No encryption detected.
Hey there, Your Excellency. Ted Ranka here, Ranka Cybernetics Corporation Limited. I just wanted to let you know that these Enforcer droids are just flying off the assembly line, and they'll be on their way to you via a Ranka brand autonomous freighter in the next 24 hours. Good golly, I never seen so many reticulating laser cannons in all my life. And as you know, I invented the rash darn things. When I started Ranka Cybernetics Corporation 42 years ago with a plasma wrench, a couple of circuit boards, and a prayer to the good rod above, I had one mission. To be the best rash darn sexbot and shoot-em-up droid supplier I could be. I never dreamed that I'd be stamping my signature on G-Series Enforcer droids for the leader of the freak galaxy, for Pete's sake. What an honor. And I just want to say, I'm not much for politics. Long as regular folks have their everyday freedoms, you're all right by me. A cube in every humidifier and a sexbot under every sofa bed, that's the galactic dream. And as far as I'm concerned, you're making this crazy cluster of stars a better place. Pardon my Juntawa, but check the Federated Alliance is all I have to say. Whoever you're planning on shooting a few laser holes in is probably asking for it. And it goes without saying, every one of those killbots comes with the Ranka guarantee. You feed them a few pancakes, and they will not rest until they've hunted down every last one of your enemies, blasted their guts against the wall, and pissed oil all over their sorry rash dang corpses. That's the Ranka promise. Anywhistle, thanks again for your business and for this obscenely large and deadly order. You take care now, and my regards to your beautiful family.
Message deleted.
Wow, this factory is enormous. I mean, I guess if you're going to build thousands of fighters, you got to have a pretty big facility, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
They're just working everywhere, all around us.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, this is a live factory floor. I didn't know that the hangar bay was going to be right next to the action, you know?
Yeah, you know, maybe just in the interest of protecting, you know, two for the price of one, I'm just going to grab one of these and...
Oh, wow.
Dar, are you going to be able to move around under that hard hat?
Well, if I just push at the front of it... See, look. I'm shuffling along. If I run into anything, just holler.
Okay.
Mm. That's antithetical to the whole protecting myself. Yell before I run into anything.
All right, I will.
Okay.
I will keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Speaking of playing it safe, we probably want to be on our best diplomatic behavior, AJ, to begin negotiations with the Nawkins.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Diplomacy!
You there! Oh, good, you're here! Thank Rod, you are here!
Yes.
Wow!
We are happy.
Let me kiss your feet! I'm kissing all the...
That's not necessary.
We've crossed the line of kissing.
They're here! Everyone, they're here!
Thank you. I'm Zima Knight Plek Dexsetter. This is...
We know!
Let me massage your arm.
Okay, that's...
Here we go.
I don't need to do that.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't mind.
Get real deep in there.
Hey, listen, this isn't necessary. We're actually here to enlist your help.
Plek, come on. Don't look a gift Florin in the mouth.
Oh, look at you down there. Yes, here, have
it. It's so nice of you to say that you're enlisting our help. Well, in fact, you'll be helping us so much. Isn't that right? Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes, you'll be helping us so much.
Okay, all right, well...
Of course, I'm sure you've heard about our amazing available fleet of K-fighters.
No, you have a fleet of K-fighters.
Absolutely. Jeff and Old, open up the garage door.
I will.
And there you see them. Look into that garage.
What? How many fighters is that?
Oh, I'd say 1,002.
1,002?
Yes.
Now, there's only this many of you. I thought there was more, but it's fine. Honestly, whatever. We'll take whatever.
Wonderful.
Now take your time, okay? Take your time. Take all the time you need. As long as you get the job done, we will be happy. So,
yeah, I just got to stop you right there. When you say the job, what job are you referring to?
All of these fighters are yours. Immediately, right now, after you do the thing.
The job we talked about with Nermit.
Oh, okay.
Let's pretend that we didn't get a download on that.
Yeah, Nerma was sort of busy when he called, so he didn't really fill us in on all of the details.
We need to talk about Kevin. That's the job, Kevin.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
Kevin?
Kevin.
Is it just a person on your planet?
Yes.
Wow, I guess you could say it's a person.
Kevin is a giant blob monster who is just gobbling up Nalkin.
Right. I mean, just open up the window. There it is.
There he is.
Oh my God.
Kevin. How far away is that?
Farther than you'd think.
I'm guessing about 3 miles.
Nope, longer.
So we need you to, long story short, destroy Kevin.
What?
Get rid of Kevin.
Push that big lad.
Squish that Kevin. And then...
Love the enthusiasm.
All right. All right. Listen,
take one more gander at these ships.
Beautiful.
I'm sorry. Are you the foreman of the factory? What's your position here?
For women.
Okay.
We're the four women of the factory.
Wow.
How dare you?
Oh, you're the four women, but there's only three of you.
F-O-R-E.
But also, we used to be four. And then Kevin ate...
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Ate Clarissa. Right.
Oh. So you were the four women.
It's been hard for us, too, because usually Clarissa explains it all. And now we have to.
Well, we're happy to do a favor for four women of the factory.
Hey, can I do an aside with you guys real quick?
Sure, AJ.
I've been psyched to kill something for the entire time we've been working. We haven't really done it. So let's do this.
Well, I will say this, AJ. This is a planet that their whole job is to make fighters... And if they can't kill Kevin, I don't think your blaster rifle is going to be... Okay, all right, listen.
Oh,
this
no.
Is...
Kevin's knocking on our window.
Oh, boy.
Kevin.
Hey. Hey.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, you guys got any milk?
Milk?
Do you guys got any milk?
No.
As far as we know, no.
All right, I'm just trying to make an omelet. I just need something to fluff it up like a milk or a cream.
I don't know if it's my current size, but this blob is massive.
Yes, it's very, very
okay.
Large.
rude much.
Listen, I've been there. I get it. I do.
I mean, I guess I'm big, but for blobs, though, you know, I'm normal.
See? You must destroy Kevin. Kevin is... ruining this planet.
Excuse me. Either you have cream or milk or you don't.
Oh,
and
your
I will
voice.
Move on. Everyone here is so rude to me.
Kevin.
So rude.
Kevin, you seem a little rude.
Listen, Kevin, can we actually... we're going to come outside of this hangar bay. Let's just talk face to face or face to blob, you know? Is that okay?
All right.
All right.
I'm cool with that.
Okay. I guess we'll just exit this hangar bay.
Yeah, do that.
Office buildings in there.
Yeah, this blob has been consuming pieces of this planet for looks like a while.
How many Nalkins are in there?
It's just an enormous gelatinous mass.
Excuse me. I don't look at you and say, oh, look how tiny and pink you are.
Okay.
Because that's rude.
Okay. Actually, people do say that to me a lot.
And you know what? That's terrible. I'm sorry that happens
yes,
to you.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you,
okay,
Kevin.
Okay, yeah.
No, I agree.
And people
with
are
you.
Always looking at me. They're like, oh, my Rod. He's a massive blob. Oh, my Rod. He ate my whole family. And I'm like, excuse me. I am a blob.
okay? Yeah. Please treat me with the same respect you would treat other blobs. It's difficult being this big.
I don't know, Kevin, is it possible to, like, I don't know, like, squeeze a couple of families out if they want?
I can't just immediately squeeze out a whole family. I've eaten so many families.
Is it mainly a classification problem? Like, you're not sure how to squeeze out the family that they want you to squeeze out?
You know, when you get this big, it's hard to maneuver.
Sure.
All right?
Sure.
Yeah, you know, and I'm just honest about it.
Kevin, this is just a quick cue from me. AJ, have you thought about, you know, exercise or something? Are you worried about your health?
I don't think.
Okay.
AJ.
Exercise?
I mean, he traveled 3 miles in like a minute.
I am generating so much energy every time I grow. I do beginner's level space Pilates. I've just gotten into that. And truly, the more I work out, the bigger I get.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know how blob physiology works, but that makes sense. I mean,
and it's rough going to gyms. You know? Because every gym I go to, I inhale.
You just absorb it right away?
Yeah. And people say, don't come. Don't come to the gym. And I'm like, my health matters to me.
Listen, Kevin, I feel like you're just a blob trying to get by, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I've been telling these warmongers the whole time.
Can I just ask you, Kevin, how did you come to be on this planet?
Yeah, are you a blob native to Nalka?
I'm not native to Nalka.
Okay.
I'm from Zorgan 6. When I was back home, there wasn't a lot of people. It was just a lot of wasteland. And so I was feeling lonely. I was like, you know what? I need interaction. I need people. And also, there's just like a general calling in most blobs to find life. And I was like, you know what?
Absorbent.
Whoa. Absorbent? I'm trying to make a connection.
Okay. You know what? That's on me. I'm not being clear.
Kevin, I totally get what you're saying right now.
Who's saying this?
Oh, sorry. This is Dar.
I'm underneath the white hat.
Oh, my goodness. Are you a hat?
I'm not the hat. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to remove
this. Yeah, let me just...
Oh, okay. You would have been my first sentient hat.
Well, I was going to say, like, I totally relate. I have life inside of me right now, too. So
wow.
I'm just like, everything you're saying, I'm like, yes, yes.
How many? 1,600? 30?
Just one.
Just one.
One
That's
singular
cute.
Sentient being.
That's adorable. I love that.
Well, I mean, Dar, it's a little different. I mean, you're growing a new being, and, you know, Kevin has sort of engulfed, thousands of existing people.
First of all, you know, these people are growing inside of me because they're also feeding off of the nutrients that I generate. So technically they're not dead. It's sort of like a symbiotic thing where I feed off of them and they feed off of me and they live forever because I'm not trying to kill anyone.
Yeah. The thing is that when I look at the bodies inside of you, I'm sort of, they're kind of translucent. There's like, their bones are separated a little bit. To me, and I totally get that I don't have, like, the cultural perspective I need, but they look like they're being digested.
You just don't like the way they look now. And I'm like, what I'm telling you is that they're the happiest they ever been. Okay?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm going to say something that... Listen, I'm not blobbist. In fact, some of my best friends are blobs.
This is trouble.
What I'm going to say is, have you tried not being a blob?
Okay, that's not...
What? I'm not blobbist.
AJ, I have for you a book that you could read. If you want to go read in the corner over there and show all of us what a good reader you are.
Yeah, I can read, so I might as well. I'm just going to go read in a corner.
Cool.
So.
Thanks, AJ.
Because I can.
We're going to ask you about the book later, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Great.
Yeah, here's this big, shiny book. Go get it.
I will.
Oh, boy.
Wow, so that idiot can't read? Is that what that situation is?
He wants to read. He wants to be able to read. It's just, it's hard.
I think he just admitted he can't. He couldn't read. We would help him learn.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough just... when you skip your whole childhood, when you come out with armor on.
Hey, did you destroy him yet?
Stop trying to destroy me.
Stop eating our people.
Stop eating everyone.
Wow.
To be fair, they approach Kevin. It's not like Kevin is seeking them out.
Now, Kevin, let me just ask a couple questions. What if you don't absorb people? What happens then?
I mean, I've never not absorbed people.
Sure.
You know? And you know what? That's a really good question. No one's ever asked me that question. Who am I if I'm not absorbing?
Yeah. I mean, are you a blob at all?
Am I a blob at all? And do I have to be a blob?
Yeah.
You know? Do I have to be this person that they label me as?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do I have to be that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Wow.
No, of course not. You don't have to be the thing that they think you are. You have to be the blob that you think you are, Kevin.
Thank you. You know what? That's true.
I'm book finished. Lock and loaded. I'm taking the blob down single-handed.
AJ, please don't do this. No, AJ. AJ, no. Do not.
Oh, my goodness. Please stop.
AJ. Okay, all right.
That was unexpected.
Okay, listen, Kevin. You know, we were having a good conversation there, but we are going to need AJ back.
Well, I'm telling you right now that he's in a much better place, okay? Because that energy was bad. Can we all agree on that?
I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one, Kevin. AJ,
yeah.
AJ doesn't know how to read the room. He doesn't know how to read at all. But he's our friend. He's our crewmate. And, you know, we can't really leave him behind.
But most of all, I'm definitely going to want that book back. Because that was actually mine, and I'm only 3/4 of the way through it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me give that back.
No, that is not a book.
That's
that is a dog.
Yeah.
Ah, I have so many dogs. It's wild. Let me just... Okay. All right. Let me just... Okay. Well, I'll find it later.
No, sure. I mean, it's fine. It's not like I want to know what happens between the scullery maid and the vicar. It's fine. I bet I could guess.
Yeah, Kevin, the book is sort of less important than our teammate AJ.
Okay, cool. Like, and I already sense that he's a good person because he's part of me now. And, like, he does have a good heart. He's a big old dummy, okay? And he has anger issues. Okay?
Pretty angry.
And maybe he's angry because he's sad.
Oh, really? You think so?
Yeah. When I absorb someone, a part of them is reflected in me and a part of me is reflected in them. And it's a very beautiful thing. And it's also a very gross thing because it is messy in here. Just a little bit.
You kind of have to disassemble each person to kind of get all of their nutrients.
Yeah. If I'm going to have to really understand them and get their nutrients, I'm going to have to disjoint some people.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And they don't feel it. They don't feel it, by the way.
You're saying people don't feel that. They enjoy that experience.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm already in their neurosystem, so bye-bye pain.
Okay. All right. I feel like I want AJ to be with us out here. I know it's harder for us to connect with him that way. I want to be able to convince you, Kevin, to let AJ go.
I think that's fair.
Really?
You guys have been really cool. Yeah, I mean, most of the time when I suck up someone's friend, they want to attack me, and you guys have been pretty chill.
Well, also, in all fairness, AJ's the only one of us who has a blaster, so...
Yeah, that's,
that is fair.
Can't
that
really
is fair.
Attack,
I'm so. Sorry, where are you? I lost you.
I know. I'm down here.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the 4th octamester, so...
You could probably take that hat off, though.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to shit out your friend real quick, okay?
Okay.
Back up.
Get out of here.
AJ, are you all right?
Why did you make me leave?
What do you mean?
AJ, you got absorbed by the blob.
It was amazing.
We saved your life.
It was warm, perfect temp. At first I was angry, and then I was like, there's so many chips here. There's so many gyms. There are gyms everywhere.
People
seem pretty happy.
He's tried to visit several gyms.
It's amazing. Hey, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Roblo?
Bro?
Thank you. That was amazing.
Namaste.
Hey, did you kill it yet?
No.
Listen, we're working on it. We're trying to reach an understanding.
Listen, you guys don't get it. It's amazing in there. If you don't believe me, there's somebody that you, I think, will believe. Kevin, you gotta bring her out.
All right.
AJ, how do you know this?
Because we're all connected in Kevin.
AJ, who are you talking about?
Talking about Clarissa.
The 4th form?
That's right.
I'm back? Oh. Sucks.
Clarissa!
Yeah, Clarissa, you're back!
Sorry?
Clarissa!
Oh, I don't want to be back. This sucks!
Oh, it sucks out here.
You've escaped that nasty blob. Please, explain.
Explain it all.
Explain all of it.
Let me explain everything. You guys, it's amazing in there. Like,
what?
It's like having a blanket on you.
What?
None of us work in the factory. We just exist. Like, it's really amazing.
Are you saying there's a UBI? There's a universal blob income?
Yeah. It's just like peace, no judgment. Like, we are all in a blob and we're just equal.
What?
Stop talking. Literally shut up. Because, yes, we should all go inside of the blob.
Never.
Literally, yesterday I went to a gym and another gym and another gym and then went to a spa.
We're not convinced.
Clarissa, you know what is right, and it is to come back to the factory.
You do know what is right.
Yeah.
But unless Dexeter.
Yes.
C-53.
Yes.
And you.
And her hat.
You must let us know whether or not it is preferable. We cannot trust Clarissa.
I've been in there. I don't know why anyone's not taking my word for it.
I mean, it just seems
like... We can't really tell how it affected you, AJ.
Well, it helped me learn how to read.
You can read now?
I read Bodices of Fire. I read the whole thing.
Oh, he did. He really did.
Wait, AJ, how did you learn how to read?
I mean, I went into Kevin, and everybody there knew how to read, and then all of a sudden I knew how to read.
What are you talking about?
Well, Papa, each letter stands for a different sound. And when you put all the sounds together, they make words.
I know
words.
What reading... Oh, okay. The other part. What do you mean you're connected to the other people in Kevin?
I don't know. I just knew how to read. Vicar did finally ravish the scullery maid.
Oh, spoiler! I wasn't at the ending yet.
I mean, that's the reason you read it. I mean, you know what's going to happen, right?
There's a lot of build-up to it, and it's the second in a series, okay?
I just feel very iced out of this conversation. Like, yeah. I'm here, you're in my house, and it's just
Sorry, Kevin, listen. I just think that the only way we're going to get past this standoff is if we go inside and report back, okay?
Yeah.
Come inside?
Just briefly.
Sure.
Not kidding. This is nice.
I feel incredible.
And, you know, I get what Kevin was saying. Like, I understand all of you. AJ, I feel like I know your memories. I know what it was like to be a Clint.
Yeah, it's hard being the best of them. You know?
I also know what it's like to have a distant relationship with my dad and tube of blue liquid.
Yeah, it's
that's tough.
Hard. I feel like I know what it's like for my consciousness to be a cube.
I feel like I know what it's like to be in my fourth octamester.
Kevin, is everyone inside of you connected this way?
Yes, because I am technically siphoning off of everyone's neurosystems.
So wow.
It kind of just like meshes into, and I don't like to say this, like an amorphous blob.
Hey, everyone, I'm one of 17 general managers of a gym. Welcome.
Oh, hey.
Welcome to Kevin.
It's a great gym you got here.
Anybody else weirded out that it's only the top half of it? It's floating around.
Been matter. Here a while, huh?
We're all the top halves of everybody.
How do you use the gym?
Mostly just the arm weights, arm machines.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
It's always an arm day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Look at all these chill dogs.
This is like a puppy palace.
I just feel the goodwill of all these dogs. You know when you meet a dog and you're like, hey, calm down. But then you meet another dog and you're like, that's a chill
see
dog.
Why people like dogs so
yeah,
much.
And you can see yourself with a dog.
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now.
With all of these dogs and with you guys.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't think I've ever felt as close to you guys as I feel right now.
Can we just crack hug real quick?
I love you guys.
Yeah, let's do it.
I even love you, AJ.
What?
And you know what? I miss Bino.
You know? I miss Bino.
Yeah, Bino ruled.
It almost feels like Bino's here with us now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Bino now.
Funny that works out. But it feels like it's true, right? You know, I'm reminded of Bino. I'm reflecting on our good times. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Being in this warm,
peach night feels so rejuvenating. Beep,
beep, beep. It sucks that Bart is not here. Beep, beep,
beep. Code peach means keep doing that fun stuff.
Wow, it's a code peach. Beep, beep,
beep. Code peach.
Guys,
means keep doing that fun stuff.
Let's lock and load our emotions.
I finally understand what that means.
Yeah, let's lock and load, guys.
Let's lock and load our care for others.
You know, Kevin, part of me thinks we should we could stay here forever, but I think it's time for us to go.
All right. I'm gonna shit you all
out. Wow, that honestly was not as shitty as I thought it would be.
Even getting shit out was sort of fine.
You know, even though I'm not connected with you all as that we were moments ago, I feel like I know you all just a little bit better.
Guys, listen. Inside Kevin, it's the best I've ever felt. But I realized something in there. The rest of the galaxy is still in trouble, you know? We can't just enter a blob and stay there.
It would be amazing just to just blob around.
Yeah.
But we do, we have a mission.
Well.
All right.
We're not going to destroy Kevin.
What?
Why?
We're not going to destroy Kevin, but I'm going to say it. I think you guys should go in.
What?
You think that we should let Kevin absorb the entire planet?
Make your own decisions. You got to go in there and check it out.
Well, now that this esteemed crew has declared that inside of Kevin is some sort of oasis, it must be so.
It must be so.
I guess Clarissa explained it accurately.
Yes, she explained it in totality.
Yes, everything she said was all of it.
You guys, literally everything inside is a mousing.
If Clarissa thinks it's a mousing,
we should
check it out.
Nay, let Kevin absorb the entire planet.
Cool, all right. You know, I'm going to tell you something. When I first moved here, I was so lonely. And I didn't know if I'd find a place. And I found a whole planet.
Now that you're getting emotional, I'm getting emotional.
Kevin, I want to admit something to you. Now that we're friends, is that I did have milk.
Oh,
here,
oh my God.
Finish your omelet.
Zemanite plec dexeter C53 and hat.
This is Dar, actually. This is still Dar.
Dar and hat of Dar.
It's actually your hat.
When you have 1,000 pilots to pilot the fighters, they shall be yours.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we're sort of still kind of in the first stage of kind of building the rebellion, so yeah, we're kind of
well,
in the
as you can
phase.
See, we're all slowly being covered by blobs, so...
Okay. You're being recruited in your own way.
That's right.
We're just going to take off, and, you know, we'll be back when we have the pilots.
So warm and delicious.
Kevin, thank you for what you've shown us today.
Oh, no problem, guys. Are you guys hungry? I just made some omelets. Just real quick. Mm. Like, one of you, just take a piece.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay.
There you go.
Wow, fluffy. The milk,
yes.
The milk really makes a difference.
It makes a difference, and that's why I wanted it. Mm. And that's why, and you know what? Can I say something? Going to get that milk was the best choice I made today. Oh. Because I met you guys.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin, you really taught us something about connection and community today. And, you know, even though it sort of goes hand in hand with being devoured and digested over millennia, you know, I'm glad we learned it from you.
You know, I like to think of myself as a community organism, you know?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
I bring people together. At first, there's a lot of pushback. Mm-hmm. But eventually, we move forward together.
Well... Kevin, can we ask you to keep an eye on these 1,002 fighter ships?
No problem, baby. I got it.
Okay.
And you know, when you come back, I'm gonna make everyone breakfast.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see your creeping tortoise. Now.
Okay.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I can't control that.
That's
I was kidding.
That's all right.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
We should just get here. Still feeling a little down about Bino, but been a really therapeutic experience on Nolka.
Yeah. Cool.
When we were in Kevin, I just kept thinking about how I felt more connected to the crew than ever, and I wish you'd been there, you know? It made me realize that we're all just feeling stuff all the time, and we gotta take care of each other.
Well, you can feel connected to me now if you want, if by asking me questions you've always wanted to ask but never have. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I got one. How is it possible for a ship to be sentient?
Rude. Very rude question.
Okay.
Next question.
Oh, but hey, the lighting changed. Now the lighting is red.
I'm angry now. That was a rude question.
I'm sorry, let me try again.
How is it for Tellurian to be alive? I don't know. You just, like, I just okay. is. I is, right. I am. Okay, next question. Right. Come on.
Listen, I'm sorry. How do ships reproduce?
Wow! You want to get dirty details?
I've always wanted to know. I don't understand. How is it?
You sick.
Yeah, I just don't know how they reproduce.
Just go on the info web. Why are you asking Bargy?
Okay, I just... one more question. How is your son an amusement park? I don't understand how that's possible. Did he come out as one ride?
You know, I was born this way. I'm a cantankerous, angry person, and maybe I shouldn't be sad because this is just... I am who I is. I is who I is. And maybe I should stop taking all these under-the-counter medication without telling you.
Under the counter?
That would...
Don't take it under the counter.
Under the counter, that's the wrong direction.
Dr. Center, what a wise thing to replace Bargy's sadness with anger. Well done.
You know, I guess that was sort of what I meant to do.
But also, that was rude. That's another rude, very rude question.
Bargy, I have a question.
Yeah.
You know, you're among friends here.
Okay.
We're a family of a sort. What happened in Hollywood?
Wow. Okay. Everyone sitting down?
Bargy, I'm so sorry. We have an incoming transmission from Master Missions Operations Manager Nara Bundelai.
Hey, guys! How'd it go on Nolka? Are we at those ships?
We do have access to the ships. We just need...
1,002 pilots.
Pilots.
And the ability to travel back inside Kevin whenever we need him.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you chucked up, Nerman.
What? What do you mean?
Yeah, Nerman, you should have told us about Kevin.
It's a planet-wide blob.
No, I'm sure I mentioned that. That was a pretty big detail.
No, it was a very big detail that you overlooked.
I think I would have mentioned it.
Shall I play the callback?
No, I would have.
You're saying I'm wrong.
No, I'm just saying I
would have. No, he's saying that he would have.
If I had mentioned it, I definitely would have.
If you mentioned it, you definitely would have mentioned it.
Right.
Nermit, I gotta say, you know, now that we as a crew are a little bit more bonded because of our experience on Nolka,
yeah,
we can, with one voice, tell you, you jacked up.
What are we saying? Who jacked up? Yeah, you all jacked up.
Oh, no, it's to Nermit.
You jacked it hard.
But you know what, Nermit? What I did learn on Nolka,
yeah,
was that we can't live in a blob anymore, you know? We can't just retreat into our blobs and live in the peach light of a beautiful, interconnected community for the rest of our existences, which inside of a blob could be thousands of years. Literally or metaphorically, you know, we all live in the blobs in our mind, you know, man? I'm just saying.
Are you taking under-the-counter drugs?
Yeah, what's...
Bargy, I know you might be down because of Bino, who I now understand. Now that I've connected with all of you, I feel like I can confidently sing this with Bargy.
What?
When you're out there in the stars.
Am I supposed to sing here?
And we know that we're going so high.
I don't even remember the words.
Then maybe we find that we're both the stars after all.
I don't feel any sort of connection with you.
Then maybe we find that we're both the stars after all.
We're stopping right now.
That's really nice, guys. I liked it.
Was it?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Thanks, Papa.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a pretty good voice. Were you in the Clint's?
No, I wasn't in the Clint's. That was a little too edgy for me. I was in Clint's sink.
Thank you. Android IT5. Credits and attributions droid commencing. Outro protocol. Papa Plex Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship and Clarissa were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lind. AJ was played by Winston Knoll. Kevin the Blob was played by special guest Lou Gonzalez. Lou is a writer, performer, director at UCB in New York, where he performs with improv teams The Mannequin Room and Higgins. Lou was a writer, performer at the 2019 CBS Diversity Showcase. Find him on Instagram and Twitter at AngryLou. This episode was edited by Jeremy Bent with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Robert Doggy Jr.'s Puppy Pound in Brooklyn, New York, and Maximum Fun in Los Angeles. Music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Thames Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Additional music by Shane O'Connell. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is performing live in Nashville, Tennessee at the PodX Podcast Convention on the weekend of June 1st. Get your tickets at missiontozix.space. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network. Thank you to our supporters for making this show possible. Join them at MaximumFun.org/donate.
Thanks so much to the over 28,000 members who joined or upgraded during the 2019 Max Fun Drive and to all of our monthly members.
To celebrate hitting our goal this year, we're putting the 2019 Max Fun Drive pins on sale for all $10 and up monthly members.
As in past years, you'll be able to get some pins and support a great cause at the same time. The proceeds from this year's sale will support the National Court-Appointed Special Advocates Association.
National CASA does amazing work for children and youth through a national network of 950 member programs. We are proud to be able to support them.
The pin sale will run from April 29th until May 10th. And if you're a $10 and up monthly member, your personalized code is waiting in your inbox right now. For more details, you can head over to MaximumFun.org/pins.
And once again,
thank you.
If you're looking for a new comedy podcast, why not try the Beef and Dairy Network? It won Best Comedy at the British Podcast Awards in 2017 and 2018. Also, Ilum.
There were no horses in this country until the mid to late 60s.
Specialist bovine arse vet.
Both of his eyes are squid's eyes.
Yogurt buffet.
She was married to a bacon farmer who saved her life.
Farm-raised snow leopard.
True. Download it today. That's the Beef and Dairy Network podcast from MaximumFun.org. Also, maybe start at episode 1, or weirdly, episode 36, which for some reason requires no knowledge of the rest of the show.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist-owned. Audience-supported.
So you were the four women of the
yes.
factory.
It's been hard for us, too, because usually Clarissa explains it all. And that's now true. We have
oh,
to.
Wow.
Right. Oh, no.
This would have been so much more efficient. When Clarissa talks about Kevin, it's very fast.
Well, listen, can you...
Well, we're happy to do a favor for four women of the factory.
Oh,
Kevin can't wait!
I thought he could.